السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today I will talk about something very simple but very crucial, and is nothing different but from different angle. When you look at Islam, you cannot make salah without wudu, and you cannot make wudu without istinja. Why? To reach the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is we have to do what called tahur. Tahur is purification. By this way, the purification of the body is ghusl and wudu and istinja. And you cannot again make a salah or even different ritual like Umrah and Hajj, and different area in the time, you have to be in a state of wudu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in authentic hadith, he said, Al-tahur shatr al-iman. Tahur, to purify yourself, is shatr al-iman. A part of iman, or even a big portion of iman. And again, mandatory. It has to be. You cannot make salah without wudu. You cannot. Now, let's examine here. The scholar said about tahur is two element of tahur. Tahur is two element. One, purification of the body with water, and the purification on tahur of the heart, which to cleanse your heart from disease of the heart and to prepare it to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you study in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many time in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized and he said, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who make repent from their own sins and mistake, and he loved those who do tahur, mutatahhirin. Again, when you study the scholar, what they said, imagine Allah love, tawabin al-mutatahhirin. This why even as a sunnah and recommended sunnah, when you finish wudu, what you say? Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin وَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And another recommendation, you make shahada. And the last recommendation, you said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. Today, we can do that with the tongue. But how you do it with the heart? The early scholar said, to cleanse your heart from ghil, ghish, envy, jealousy, hate, aggression, aggressor, you name it, is what called the disease of the heart. You cannot go too close to Allah and you are sick. If you want really be the companion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to do zikr, if you want to do salah, if you want to do ibadat, when you study the fiqh of ibadat, before you do hajj or umrah, what are you supposed to do? Ask people to forgive you. But real one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I am making tawbah and istighfar every day 100 times. But what it mean? How I can put it in practicality? Today I see people. They said, I have nothing in my heart. But and you remember last year, and you do this, and you remember. How you can call yourself you have a pure heart when you're quoting things? You see, and you're holding things against your brother and sister in Islam, or your wife and husband, or whatever. I always said to people, nothing better for you than cleansing your heart. Because when you study dhikrullah, salah ala nabi, getting closer to Allah, ibadat, worship, hajj and umrah, you name it. The early people, they said, cleanse your heart and ask people to forgive you and anybody you're committing any sins or bad fighting or whatever against before you go. Why? Why? To be in a state of acceptance. When you make wudu, the physical wudu doesn't mean nothing. The physical wudu is a metaphor, is metaphor of cleansing your body and your soul. Supposed to be. Supposed to be. By this way, you go to the meeting of Allah and you have no sins over you. This is what it means. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when you try to look for mutatahirin in Quran, is repeated over and over again at least 10-15 times or more. Why? Why Allah emphasize it? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah yuhibbu, Allah he love. Imagine, do I have a feeling for Allah and I want Allah to love me? Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin, yuhibbu al-mutatahirin, al-mutawakkilin, al-muhsinin. Almost 10. 10 quality Allah love. Did you ever think, do I have some of the quality, beloved to Allah? Do I try to live with some the quality of the quality beloved to Allah? What do you think, my brother and sister in Islam? If we cannot make salah without wudu, can we make salah with heart full of envy and jealousy and hate and hatred and arrogant and evil? Honest to Allah, if you go to my session about Salah, I recorded almost like 20 years ago or more, I give you the hadith about the Salah, the acceptance of Salah, how Allah accepts you. And one of the first thing, quality, the one who do not sleep, okay, and you still have something in their heart, to not walk with arrogance in earth, against yourself or against anybody. What do you think? Do we need tahoor? The another sheikh, he said, if you cleanse yourself physically and spiritually, most likely you are the people of Jannah. When you look at the disease of the heart, all of them lead you to torture in the grave, torture in Jahannam wal'ayazu billah, and delay you from enter Jannah. And I said before, when you read the ahadith about this topic, is a lot. A lot. A lot. A lot. A lot. Do we think about it? Do you want to prepare yourself for the end of time? Do you want to prepare yourself of meeting your Lord? Do you want to prepare yourself to enter the grave in peace? Give tahur to your heart. Make wudu of your heart. Look, look deep down. Today, I feel sad when a lot of people tell me, I have nothing in my heart, but they have. They have. Now, imagine if you're so blind, Allah blind you, do not allow you to see your own fault, and you claim you have nothing, but you have a lot. Because don't forget, if you go to somebody who do have heavy jealousy or envy or have an evil eye, one person asked me, is a person who has evil eye know? The majority do not know, do not believe it. They believe they are very pious, they are very good. Who can have evil eyes? Anybody not content, anybody not thanking Allah, he will have evil eye. Anyone do not thank Allah and content will never have calmness in heart. Anyone have jealousy and envy, he's not content and he's not thanking Allah. And you want to make wudu and make salah. How you meet Allah when Allah hate you? Imagine you have two options. Either you be in a state and action beloved to Allah, or you be in a state of action Allah hated most. Imagine you hate a person and you won't meet him. How? How? You generate a relationship of hate between you and a person and you won't meet him? Or you generate a relationship of love and you won't love those you love them and you won't meet them. You won't spend some time with them. This normal. Is Salah is not a meeting between me and Allah? Is even dhikrullah is not a certain level of meeting? Is dua is not a certain of communication and be with Allah? How I can do all this when I'm building by my own hand a huge barrier between me and Allah? When I'm in a state of kufr, shirk, deceiving, arrogant, envy, jealousy, bad manner, you name it. I am building the wall, I am building the barrier, and after that I want to make dua and I want Allah to support me. No way, my brother and sister in Islam. No way. Believe it or not, is a famous soccer game or soccer player from Egypt. And he's a very simple person. He's very famous. Very famous. I'm not following, but I was stuck in the news because something happened to him. And they have a recording session in a television station in an interview. And somebody asked him, and he's a soccer player, meaning supposed to be in a bye-bye side. Okay? They ask him, what about the people who call your name and make mischief against you and this and that? He said, I remember the incidents when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting next to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When one person came and he started insulting and talking very bad about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And Abu Bakr Siddiq was quiet. The man repeated again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling. Abu Bakr Siddiq quiet. The man repeated again. Now Abu Bakr Siddiq started answer. Rasulullah get angry and he left. Abu Bakr Siddiq later on, he ran after Rasulullah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, the man insult me, call me name, and you're smiling. And when I tried to defend myself, you left and you're angry. He said, Ya Abu Bakr, when you was silent, Allah created an angel to answer his own insult. Imagine Allah created an angel to answer you in your behalf, and you become in an ultimate bond between you and Allah at this moment. And Allah will give you complete victory. And when you start trying to defend yourself, I saw your shaitan against his shaitan, and I do not sit down with shayateen. The people take this fiqh al-hadith, and they said, if you want the ultimate support, the ultimate victory, from Allah to you, in any incidents, somebody make mistake, or mischief, or creating zulm against you, don't answer back. Don't answer back, even internally. Send your effort to Allah and be quiet. Allah will give you the ultimate victory, dunya and akhirah. Imagine, we talked about it yesterday, when instead of that, we assuming, we generating the mischief, we generating anger, Allahu Akbar. And after all the generation of the mischief, you said, I have a clean heart. My dear brother and sister in Islam, no way. No way. No way. Please, if you care about salah, you make a proper wudu. If you care about wudu, you have to make a stinja. And if you really want to get closer to Allah, purify your heart. If you want to be among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he loved them. Imagine, action make you beloved to Allah. Action make you hated by Allah. Do you worry about this relationship? Do you want to be among those? Or you don't care? Is up to you. And remember, don't ever forget it. Okay? Allah hated most those who not content. Allah hate most those who do not thanking him. Allah hate most those who not pleased with Allah. Allah hate most and He generate war against them, the one who do envy and jealousy. Imagine if Allah become your enemy. Do you want Allah to become your enemy? You think after that you can have any goodness in your life? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our wicked heart and allow us to purify our heart and purify ourselves before meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Cleanse, my brother. Cleanse quick. Cleanse quick. You will see wonder. You will see peace, tranquility. And most of all, you will become beloved to Allah. Allah will love you. He accepted your good deed. And you become closer to Allah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum wa ma'hum insha'Allah. Oh Allah, make us with them and among them insha'Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.